President Trump is adding more fuel to the fire over the border wall fight, attacking on Twitter the 16 states that joined together yesterday to sue the Trump administration over its emergency declaration, which would take money from the military to spend on the wall. The states are led by California. Today, Trump tweeted that state's failed fast train project was hundreds of times more expensive than the desperately needed wall. California Attorney General Javier Becerra talked about the basis for the lawsuit yesterday on MSNBC.
The president, he admitted there's no crisis at the border, and he's now trying to rob funds that were allocated by Congress legally to the various states and the people of our states. And so the separation of powers being violated, we're going to go out there and make sure that Donald Trump cannot steal money from the states and the people who need them, since we paid the taxpayer dollars to Washington, D.C. to get those services.
Meanwhile, there are other lawsuits pending against the emergency declaration, including one from the nonprofit Public Citizen on behalf of landowners along the border who feel their land will be stolen from them. Yvette Gaitan of La Rosita, Texas, an unincorporated area in Stark County right along the border, says she's in favor of border security through better policies, like forcing people to go through ports of entry to claim asylum, not crossing illegally, then turning themselves in. But Yvette, you also say a border wall would cut off your access to part of your property, which has been in your family for quite a while?
Yes, it's about six generations. It's my roots. It's my heritage. It's the people that I know, of course, my grandparents. I didn't get to meet my great-grandparents or my great-great-grandparents. My father was raised here along with his siblings. Me and my siblings, we were raised here. We didn't spend much time indoors. We were always outdoors, fishing, running around, climbing trees, playing little wars, just enjoying it.
Yeah. And you were raising a family there now. It's paid off. Did you get a letter from the government?
Yes, I received the first letter for the right of entry in September.
And what more did it say?
And that they just wanted to do some surveying for possible barriers, smart wall towers, different kind of things that they would like to put out there.
Well, this was a letter from the Army Corps of Engineers and Customs and Border Protection. And now we know that President Trump has declared this national emergency. And what he'd like to put up there is a wall. Your thoughts about that?
Well, I don't think it's possible to put a wall back there. And I don't think it's necessary. I mean, there is illegal crossings. I haven't personally seen anybody crossing through our property. You do see it on the news. You do hear about it. But I believe there's other ways he can do to go ahead and secure our borders besides putting an expensive and useless wall where it doesn't need to be.
Well, look, would you have to move, by the way, or is this wall just cut through your property there by the Rio Grande?
That's where the uncertainty is. They're not clear about how much property they want. They're not clear about any of it,
actually. Well, and if they do have to take property, you know, the government has seized lands in the past to build post offices, to enlarge the Gettysburg battlefield and the Redwoods to secure safe water. You know, the thinking is that the federal government does what it has to do because millions of Americans will benefit, even if a handful of Americans suffer, as it sounds like you will. Your thoughts about that thinking, that this is for the safety and security of all of America?
Well, if that were true, they would be working on policy, not building a wall. That's why they come here, because of what they are offered. And they pretty much get a lot of things handed to them. Yes, a lot of them will work after that. A lot of them will provide for their own families, but a lot of them don't. They still get things handed to them when they get here. So if policy stays the same, they're going to find a way to get through.
Well, and also the president himself, and much is being made of the fact that the president himself said he didn't need to do this. He just wanted to do it quickly. How did that hit you?
That was just like a slap in the face because he doesn't need to do it. That means there is no emergency.
Yeah. What else will happen, do you feel, to your property if there's a wall there?
The peace, the tranquility is going to be gone.
Yeah. You also mentioned you're on a floodplain.
Yes, we're on the floodplains. So my home is downhill and the water drains to the river. So if you create a wall and all this debris starts to clutter and clog it, what's going to happen? Where's that water going to go?
So what are you going to do? You're part of this lawsuit. You've asked, the government has asked to come survey. Are you going to let them?
No. They're going to have to take me to court and have a judge order me to let them to, because I will not willingly.
That's Yvette Gaitan of La Rosita, Texas, a landowner. Her property would be impacted by President Trump's border wall, and she is now part of a lawsuit against the National Emergency Declaration. Yvette, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.